If this is your first time joining me on the show, I want to say welcome and thanks for you sharing your time with me. In the previous episode, we walked through the first of two levels for determining your direction. The first level was called the future self equation. Today's episode, we will walk through the second level, which is called the three-dimensional strategy. This segment is all about the mindset, which is about how you need to think in connection with determining your direction so you can keep your life moving in forward motion. In this strategy, we will look at three segments for determining your direction. Now, as you go through this, you will probably notice that some of the ideas overlap. That is intentional. It is spoken this way to better help solidify the concept of determining your direction. The three things we want to focus on in this strategy are: one, determining your disposition; two, determining your desires; and three, determining your drive. All three of these things work together to keep you moving forward in your life because they each connect with who you are on a specific level. Okay, let's break them down and walk you through the exercise. Let's start with one, determining your disposition. So what is your disposition? Your disposition is connected to your life values. It is about what you really consider important in your life at this point. And it is also about your state of mind regarding those things that you consider important. We all have important values, which are our beliefs. And values are defined as important and enduring beliefs or ideals shared by the members of a culture about what is good or desirable and what is not. The definition goes on into something very important about the success process in your life, which we will discuss later. It says, values exert major influence on the behavior of an individual and serve as a broad guideline in all situations. Here's what this means. It means that we all have pre-programmed sets of beliefs concerning everything in our lives. And it is those beliefs that either propel us or prevent us from reaching our desires, all based on our life's perspective. So how does your disposition or your values play a real role in your life's direction? Well, take for instance a common idea about wealth and riches. Some people were raised with the ideas that money is the root of all evil. And because they didn't want to be connected to what is evil in life, no matter how hard they tried, they somewhat pre-programmed themselves, or they were pre-programmed or are pre-programmed to avoid money or to get rid of it if they get any. Now, when you read that same text in the Bible, it does not say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. You see, money, like fire, guns, technology, etc., is only a tool. It is what mankind chooses to use those tools for, which determines whether they help or they hurt humanity. So what is important to note is that your values serve as a general guideline in all situations in your life. And while that is great in many cases, it's not so great in others. This is a simple way to quickly figure out what is important to you in life so you get a deeper understanding of your values. Because if you want something and your values say it is evil, that misalignment in your life will be exactly what keeps you away from those desires. And this is why many people's lives seem to go around and around in circles and get nowhere. Now, without getting too deep into the psychological stuff, write down the answers to this question in your journal, your notepad, so you can begin cataloging your responses to determine where you personally are with your values, with your dispositions, your convictions. Here is the question. If you had 3 days left to live, you could only do 3 things per day for a total of 9 things before you die and leave the planet. What do you focus on so that you will die in peace? When you have written down your 9 things, take a look at your life right now and ask yourself, Does my life reflect these things as being important to me? If it does, great. You are aligned with your values. If it doesn't, then you know you have some things to work on in your life starting today. Okay, let's move to the second part of the three-dimensional strategies. Your desires. Determining your desires. What are your desires? Not the frivolous things like to be rich, but your true desires. What types of desires are they? Are they strong, passionate desires? Are they weak, frivolous desires? Are they desires you develop and initiate in your own heart? Or are they desires planted into your life by others? Or are they desires that are solely based on what we see others have and do? There are three questions in connection with your desires, which targets what you really want at this point in your life. Here are the three questions. Number one, what do you really want to achieve or do? Number two, what do you really want or who do you really want to become? And number three, what do you really desire to have? Now, like we discussed earlier, your desires must be aligned with your values in order for you to make any significant progress in your life. And one of the key secrets is to weed out the useless, meaningless desires and focus on the real core ones or your truths. Why is this important to your direction? It's important because it keeps you grounded and connected to what really matters in life. In the first part of this exercise, you uncovered the 9 fundamentally important things to you right now in your life, so you know what you really value at this point. Here's the next step in that. I want you to sit down each day for the next 10 days, for 10 minutes, and write down everything you desire in your life. I don't want you to edit yourself or think anything is silly. Just get them out of your head and onto a piece of paper, preferably a personal journal. When the 10 days are up, go back through what you have written and ask yourself this question in connection with each desire. Will this desire help me to achieve, become, or have what is important to me in my life right now? If the answer is yes, then maybe you should give it more attention. But if the answer is no, then you know it is less of a priority to you right now. So your attention should be focused on your greater priority items. The beauty of this is that because we are all different, one size does not fit all in life. What I should be focusing on to become a happier individual is probably different from what you should be focusing on. So this is why you need to take the time and to strategically think through your own life so you can move with clarity, focus, and precision. This is the real difference between the truly successful who take action to move their lives forward and the unsuccessful who stay stuck in a rut. Okay, finally, let's cover the third segment, which is determining your drive. What is your drive? Your drive is simply your passion for something. It is your personal motivation to make something happen or to work for you in your life. Again, why is this important to your direction? Tony Robbins says, as soon as you decide what you want to do, to be, or to have, all the obstacles that are connected to what you want begins to surface. And unless you have enough emotional drive or passion to break through those things, you may never succeed. One of my mentors always said, you will succeed in what you are obsessed with doing. Until it becomes an obsession, it will never become your possession. Think about this. There are probably some things you are succeeding at in your life right now. And if you look at it from a higher vantage point, you will realize that you are succeeding simply because something is driving you to do so. Yes, you face all kinds of obstacles and roadblocks, right? But you keep going. Why? Because you have the emotional drive to reach your goal. You're connected to the outcome, and that alone serves as your intrinsic motivation or your fuel to keep you reaching for your goal. Here is when I have experienced a loss of drive in my pursuit as I move towards various goals. It was either because I saw someone else with something I felt I had to have, or because someone told me doing or achieving it was a good idea, or because my parents felt I should have it, and I wanted to be seen as a success to them because it was really their dream for me. Now, while all of those things are not necessarily bad, most of my successes came when I was driven by my own obsession to do something because I was so passionate about it. And that I refused to accept anything less than success. For me, that became something worth fighting for in my life. The question is what you want really worth fighting for? And why is it worth fighting for? When you uncover your disposition, your desires, and your drive, the direction becomes much clearer. In the next upcoming episode, we'll talk about getting clearer on your path by determining your distractions and those things which cause you to lose focus. So stay tuned.